and thank you for calling BioCare. If you know your party's extension, you can enter it at any time or press 0 for the operator. For Rick Weiss, press 10. For Dina Seeger.
Your call is being transferred.
Rick Weiss?
Hey, Rick, this is Darren from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. I'm sorry, Bank, what did you say?
For your bank problem? The Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff, okay.
That is correct. So I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up much of your time. I actually just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer the bank mailed out to your business about 2.5 weeks ago. It looks like it was based off some financing you did with, looks like Sovereign Bank. Does that ring a bell?
Maybe. Sure. Okay.
Well, the business is actually pre-approved for equipment financing and some working capital. It looks like about $250,000. So I just wanted to circle back with you and see what you guys got in the pipeline, where you guys might need some financing.
I literally just got off a very long, intense conference call. So where are you guys located?
We're actually based out of San Diego, California.
San Diego, okay. If I heard you correctly, you're saying that you have pre-approved us for up to 250K of
correct.
Of credit.
Yes, well, actually, it's working capital or equipment.
So it's
financing.
Working capital or it's capital equipment purchase.
Yeah, for equipment financing, correct. That is correct.
Just for equipment.
The equipment can be used. You can use finance for equipment, and we also have working capital, which can be used for anything. It doesn't. You don't even have to tell us what you use it for. It's up to you.
Okay. Sorry, I haven't been thinking about my capital needs. So, is this secured?
It's actually an unsecured. So there's no collateral.
There's no collateral, and is there a defined rate, interest rate?
Well, the rate, it totally depends on different factors. What will you be doing like with it? Are you looking for more capital, more equipment?
There's more capital than equipment. We're a software company, so there's other than a couple of PCs once in a while, which are relatively inexpensive.
Okay.
The real need here is more of working capital to build out our product line a little bit more.
Okay, and how would you rate your credit, like good, bad, or in the middle?
And when you say rate your credit, me personally, because I don't even know what the company, from a company standpoint.
Well, you personally.
Is this a personal guarantee kind of thing?
Yeah, so we don't really work. A small majority of it is based off credit. More of it, how our capital is based off is by your sales initially. So it does come into a lot of different factors on how to create terms. It also can totally depend on how long your term is going to be. So we have terms for as low as 3 months, which is obviously going to have a lower rate to a term that can go up to 3 years. So there's different ranges that can apply that go. It just totally depends on what type of product serves that will apply. So yeah, your credit does play a small part of it. It's not our deciding factor on what it is.
It's excellent. I'm in that top niche.
Okay, awesome. Not time to be a big deal. Now, how do your sales look like this year? What do you say?
Typically, we don't go from a calendar year, by the way. Our fiscal year is June 30th. I actually don't know, but typically it's around a million.
So about 1 million. Okay. So typically how we do it here is we are typically able to, we're typically able to, take out up to about 10 to 15% of what your sales are. That's how we get from working capital. So anywhere from around 100 to 150K would be something we'd be able to get out of there for you. Now, are you going to be using this to expand your business? I know you said it's a computer software, so is it to get new software or anything like that?
Our product is a cloud-based application, and we're still in a product extension, building it out more. I mean, we sell it the way it is, but there's enhancements that will make it easier to sell and sell it for more, right?
Yeah, exactly. So
that's what I would use the capital, just like anybody who's got a product line that wants to build a new SKU or add more bells and whistles to their car. We're kind of doing the same thing, but in software, and it takes capital to do that.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay, so ideally, if we were to get you around 100 to 150, say, how much would you make off of that initially? Would you make more of a profit off of it?
Technically, ultimately, yes. I mean, the idea would be that we'd be able to extend the functionality, which would make it easier to sell more, right? So,
yeah,
I've got a roadmap of what I need to do for my product, and there's a couple of features that I need to add that'll make it much easier to grow the business. But I don't know whether, let's say, 150 is enough capital to do what I need, and then I couldn't tell you right now that if I had that feature, that would generate an extra million a year or 200,000 a year, right?
Absolutely.
So I don't know the formula for all of these things. I just know I need this feature. I need to do it in the next 12 to 24 months, and I need to find the capital to do it.
Absolutely.
So I either have to sell more to get enough revenue to fund that myself, to self-fund it, or I'm going to find external capital.
I mean, either way, I mean, even if you were to have the funds to even get it, out of your capital you have, it's always also a good way to also, even use capital, so you can put your money somewhere else and just have cash flow in general.
Yeah.
I mean, have you gone to a bank to try to see what they are able to get you?
Well, so I need to know. We already have some, like you said Santander, so I already have a credit line with them.
Okay. And have you already exhausted the credit line, or you still have some of it there available for you?
Technically, I still have some, but just a little bit.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. I'm trying to see. So how we can do this? I mean, if this is something that you would definitely be interested in, what I can do is there's our process on how it works is it's actually a one page application. It's a very simple page, and all we would need is 6 months of bank statements and then your most recent tax return. Typically, that's what we would stay around is around 100 to 150 for based on what your sales are, but that doesn't mean ideally that's what we can get you. We can try to push for more. So let me ask you really quick, how much do you want?
I don't know. Until you called, I wasn't at the point of thinking about this. And so I would even tell you that I probably would wait a couple of weeks because I'm going to start a strategic plan, and that would help me identify what kind of capital I'm going to need to do what I need to do.
Absolutely. So this is what we can do. If you like, I can send you some information just so you can kind of read it over. I'll even send over the application just so you can look and review it. And what I can do is I can schedule a call back, let's say in a couple of weeks, I can come and follow up
Perfect.
With you and everything like that. So let me go ahead and see, get some information here. So let's see. I'll call you around, let's see, want to do Monday on the 11th of July?
Hold on.
That.
So I'm going to ask you to go a little bit longer.
Okay, let's go. Let's shoot for, how about Monday the 18th?
I may be out of town then. So I was thinking that week, but maybe the 22nd, the Friday.
Friday the 22nd. Okay, I can do that, absolutely. And around this time would it work for you?
Sure. Is that 3 o'clock Eastern?
I'll put around 3 o'clock, yeah. 3 o'clock Eastern. Well, yeah, it'd be Eastern time for you, so it'd be 12 over here. So I can do that.
And you said Bank of
Cardiff. Yeah, you can actually. I'm gonna send you when they send you
an
email.
Invite?
Yeah, I'll send you the email, and you can look. It'll show you our direct line. You can even click on our website and look at read about us as well.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and if I can have your email, that'd be great.
Weiss@viocare.com. That's Weiss.
Uh huh.
At Viocare with a V, but I assume you have that.
The name of the business, right?
Yep.
You said Viocare.com?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to be sending that over right now as well, so you should be receiving that in the next 15. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and notate here for me to call you back on the 22nd around this time. And then we'll see where it goes from there, what your game plan is, and we'll definitely see what we can do is growing, help you grow as well, because definitely that's the ultimate goal as well. So
yep, sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking.
I'm sorry. Your name again was?
My name is Darren.
Darren,
yeah. So just so you know, if you need to call me for any reason sooner, just give me a call. My number is actually going to be attached there.
Okay, sounds great. Right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.